This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Business groups and corporations are condemning President Trump after the violence at the Capitol yesterday. Some of them were among Trump's biggest supporters. And one influential business group is calling for Trump's early removal using the cabinet's and the vice president's constitutional authority. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer joins us now from Washington. Nancy, let's start with one of the biggest of the organizations, the National Association of Manufacturers.
Yeah, it's a huge lobbying group, David. It represents thousands of manufacturers, large and small. Some of its biggest members are Pfizer, Toyota, and Exxon.
And what did the association say in this statement?
It didn't mince words. The statement said this is sedition and should be treated as such. And the association called for the president to be removed under the 25th Amendment.
And what did other business leaders have to say?
We heard from the likes of Jamie Dimon, CEO of JP Morgan Chase. Goldman Sachs issued a statement. Also, the head of the giant private equity group Blackstone, Stephen Schwarzman, said the outcome of the election is very clear. There must be a peaceful transition. Schwarzman is a major Republican donor. General Motors CEO Mary Barra tweeted that, quote, it's imperative we come together as a country. Of course, a peaceful transition is key to a functioning economy, and businesses are already looking ahead to the Biden administration, anticipating more relief checks, which could give the economy a boost.
Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer, thank you.